Hey guys, join me in the closet. It's 7 minutes in heaven.
I sure the fuck will join you in the closet, Jason. Thank you for asking. It's 7 minutes in heaven. This is where we're going to talk about sports for like 7 minutes, definitely a little bit longer. If this is your first time joining us on the podcast, my name is Kevin. I'm the top five podcast host of all time. I got three of my best buddies here. Not all my best buddies, but three of my best buddies here. Chase, Jason, Chris, each of them say hello in order by your last name. Go.
Hello.
Yo.
Hi.
I went out of turn.
I was like, I started off right, and then it went wrong.
But anyways, we're going to talk about sports. We got a lot to talk about. We don't want to waste time with stupid introductions of people that you don't even fucking care about. So, yeah. I mean, actually, you might care a little bit.
You might care a little bit about Chris Jason. Chris is a piece of shit, but...
You care a lot about Jason. He's got abs and stuff, and... He does his Instagram videos where he wears those sweatpants.
I haven't done a selfie on working out in forever.
I miss him.
I could be
Kev's
fat.
Like, I know. Kev's like, where are they at?
I miss them.
I got to use the old ones for jerk-off videos.
He's like, a new one would be great,
Are you still using the balloon tits one?
Yeah, all day, dude. Balloon tits are where it's at. So I alluded to this earlier. There was a long time ago we talked about this conversation about Wayne Boggs. And how he drank 73
Wayne?
Beers.
Wayne? Did you say Boggs?
Jason. Oh, God. What was it?
Wade Boggs.
Wayne Boggs. Wayne? Same difference.
The man is a legend. Put some respect on his name.
The last
he is very
name
much
correct.
Alive right now, actually.
Well, he was talking to Bert about the scenario where he drank, what was it? What was alluded to? Something about 70-plus beers on a plate in one sitting?
I don't know if it's they've insane. Ever said the exact number.
Yeah.
And actually, ate an entire rotisserie chicken.
A two-minute thing. Please unmute yourself, guys. Kevin didn't do it last time, but we're going to do it this time. Unmute yourself. Listen to this. It's about a two-minute interview where Bert basically has him talk about that scenario and get some more details.
Good old Wayne.
I thought it was a great Wayne Boggs.
Come on, Wayne.
Not at all. I've...
Well, let's hog.
1988, 89. We're leaving Boston. Sunday day game. And we're leaving Boston. We're flying to L.A. So you pack some roadies to the airport and all of this. And you get them in your case and all that. So you pack some roadies to the airport.
Seminole guy.
Depending on traffic, you don't want to leave yourself short.
Yeah, okay.
So you get on the plane. And I was playing blackjack with some other players and was taking a couple sips and, I'll take another one. And dealing, take a couple sips. I'll take another one. So I was like two sipping beers and we're probably over Nebraska or somewhere like this and card game's going well. And one of the players looks at me and goes, "Boggs, you realize you've had like 51 beers?" And I went, "Really?
Also, who's counting?"
Didn't seem like it. Okay.
I got you back. Right, I'm counting.
Cool. He says,
Cool.
We still got another hour to go. I said, "Well, let's see how many we can get then." So the final tally was 73.
Jesus.
Get off the plane. So five or six of us decided to go down to the Red Onion down in Laguna Beach.
Yeah. Red Onion.
Let's go, the Red Onion.
Wound up having a total of 107 was the final total for the day. And the next day we're facing Mark Langston and wound up going 2 for 3 with two walks and two doubles off of Mark Langston the next day.
Holy shit.
That's the most epic fucking baseball story in the history.
How you gonna feel if you're Mark Langston right now, bro?
Mark's like, what the fuck, man?
He's like, hey, these guys were fucking smashed. And he's just like, they still went fucking 2 for 3.
Oh, he had to still be drunk. Right? There's no shot that he's sobered up from 107 beers by the
next
game.
How much of this bullshit? I know all of you guys are going to be like,
I want to believe everything that he just said.
There has to be some bullshit in there. There has to be.
100%.
Yeah, like, what are they like? Were they like,
no one has ever come out, like, none of his teammates have ever come out to say that it's false. You know,
for what that's worth?
Why would you?
I mean, for what that's worth. No one has come out and said, yeah, he's exaggerating.
Why?
That I know of, at least.
Dick would do that, though? What kind of dick would be like, that Wade Boggs, that played with him, he's a fucking liar, man.
He only had 105.
Yeah, right? It was actually only 87 beers. Fucking liar.
Yeah, on the plane, he only had 67. Yeah,
I mean, I feel like there's a doctor. If we can figure out what he was drinking... And then go.
It had to be a light beer. I'm sure it was Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's four. Let's just assume 4% alcohol.
Yeah. He's not drinking. Yeah.
How the fuck do you even walk off the plane? That's the part that blew my mind. He's like, we came off the plane and we're like, let's just go to the Red Onion.
Well, you know what I was thinking about is Kevin, after like a beer and a half, feels so bloated and like beer farts. Could you imagine, Kevin?
I mean, he's also a lot bigger than that, you know?
I mean, he's not a giant guy, though.
He's not. I mean, let's look. I'll look it up for you.
I mean, anyway, we just looked at him. We just saw him. That was him in the video.
Wade Boggs in a decrepit form. Yes. I mean, fucking sorry, Wade.
Decrepit.
Sorry.
Okay.
Regardless, he wasn't Andre the Giant, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. He wasn't.
So, like, I don't care if he's 300 pounds, 107 beers, you're going to feel bloated and about beer farts, bro. Maybe that's why he was hitting so well. Fucking
6'2".
The catcher was distracted with all the beer farts.
I was letting Chase finish his thoughts. You know, but 6'2", 180.
He's definitely taller. Not very big.
Yeah, he's kind of skinny guy.
He's skinny, dude. That's skinny guy.
Not even that old, though.
That's crazy.
66?
65? He looks like he's about 78 in that fucking video. I'm just throwing it out.
He actually doesn't. He looks like he's in his 60s.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked like a guy he looked like a guy that could drink 107 beers.
No, he did
100%.
not.
No, we did not.
No, I don't think so.
He did not look good.
Move on, bro. Move on.
Oh, sorry,
move
guys.
Move on, dude.
Fucking speed it up, bro.
SEC, Florida State, your team, your heartbeat. We some dogs.
We are indeed not any puppies. We are dogs. Hey, folks, this is FSU talk. We're going to talk about some FSU. So, look, the baseball team continues their winning ways. So they did well. But what we're going to talk about is a fucking draft, okay?
Wait. Chase, is there anything you want to chime in?
Yeah,
you are a baseball expert.
Are you ready?
Want him to, like, he might have some cool things.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that we're still doing this without our number two and number three starting pitcher and one of our better bullpen arms. Hopefully they come back soon. But in their absence...
Is that what you said last week? I was thinking, just fucking stop saying
it. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. He keeps saying... No, because one pitcher did come back. He pitched a third of an inning, Ben Barrett, a relief pitcher. But in their absence, we have had Carson Dorsey, who started the year as a relief pitcher, has stepped up and has become a really good number two pitcher. He went 6 innings, 2 earned runs. I think against Wake, he went 6 innings, 2 earned runs. So, I mean, that's huge.
Wanted, Jay.
That's huge.
Don't get it.
We took 2 out of 3 from Duke, number 6. So they were ranked higher
on the road.
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We should be ranked higher. Series win,
then. We are ranked higher than them now.
What are we ranked now?
What are we ranked?
In Baseball America, we're up to 6.
What's the standard? Which one they respect the most?
So ESPN uses D1, and I think in D1 we're 7th or 8th.
Okay,
and I think Duke is like 10th or 11th.
We got a big series coming up at Mike Martin Field, Dick Howser Stadium, against number 20 NC State.
Nice.
We should take Friday, 2 out of 3. Sunday. If we get one of those fucking starting pitchers back, I would not be surprised if we sweep. But we should take 2 out of 3.
Then we're not looking really like we're going to have to face anybody too hard. You know,
no,
you got
Georgia Tech's solid, but they're not great.
You got Jacksonville, Pitt on the road, Stetson, and Georgia Tech. And
yeah, we avoid UVA and North Carolina, which are two of the better teams in the ACC. We don't play either of them. So,
yeah. So, you know, a good chance to end the season well. Maybe get a super regional or something.
I would say if we don't drop a series and don't lose all 3 games in the ACC tournament, I'd be very surprised if we don't host both a regional and super regional. As long as we win the rest of our series, which we will be favored in all the rest of the series, and as long as we don't drop all 3 games in the ACC tournament, I would be surprised if we're not a top 8 national seed. based on
I'll give a quick shout. I don't know who listens to these 7 minutes of heaven, but I do know one guy, Dustin. I appreciate you listening.
He, Cone does.
We messaged back and forth today, and he said he's always looking forward to listening to every episode, but 7 minutes of heaven as well. So,
my boy.
Nice. Nice. Love
he,
it.
Is he appreciate an FSU boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's remember that's how he, well, it wasn't through FSU, but it was from Tallahassee. It was from the Beer Fest.
Yep.
Right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. Shout out, Dustin. You're right.
Cone does.
Which.
Dust. Dustin,
I said.
No, Chris.
I like
Cone
does. Call him Mr. Dust.
Cone does.
Cone does.
Cone does. Hey, wait, say it. Hey,
wait,
does.
Cone
does. Hey. But yeah, he'll be on the episode next week on the regular episode. So,
goddamn right. That's because he won the emoji game. Handily, I might add.
Again. Yeah. I do appreciate that. Jesus Christ. He won the emoji episode or emoji contest. So,
all right. Kevin, you wanted to jump into, I'm assuming, the draft. So I'm just going to play this real quick because I know it's FSU related mostly, but we're talking about the draft, right? Is that what you want to talk about a little bit?
Hey, man, you guys just fucking go. Yeah.
That's all we can play. We'll get started.
We can only go, did it?
Kevin gets concerned.
He's like, copyright infringement or something? Like, what's happening? What?
Probably, yeah. I don't want to play the whole thing. I don't want to get into that realm of lawsuits.
Do it one more time. Do it one more time.
We'll do this one.
Ooh, that was too long.
That's too much.
Shit.
I'm like,
canceled. Shit.
We're canceled.
We didn't say. I don't know if I said this on the podcast. Celine Dion on Spotify told us we can't use her song, and I still don't know where the fuck that came from. When did we use Celine Dion?
I told you
song?
It was just me singing, and they thought it was Celine
Dion.
They're
like, oh, we heard her sing. I think you can't do that.
I think Jose said that he thinks that he played it first. Like,
yeah,
this where we fucked
maybe
up
it was
something.
Like episodes in the 40s, so whatever it was, it happened in the 40s, and so yeah, Spotify that episode is lost, but you can still listen to it on Apple Podcast, so it's still out there on that one, so just not on Spotify, the lost episode of Celine
the
Dion.
Lost it's somewhere.
I mean, look, 10 Knowles
damn
drafted in the fucking NFL draft. That's a little throwback to the fucking days when we used to do this every fucking year, and it was awesome. So it's great. I told my father-in-law, I said, hey, 10 Seminoles were drafted. And he goes, yeah, y'all were good last year, so that's what happens. You know?
Like, who does he root for?
He roots for science.
Oh, science he does.
Yeah.
He's a rocket scientist.
He's a science fan.
Yeah.
Nope.
Best story of my life is telling the story of Kevin talking to me about proposing to Erica, and he's like, I'm gonna go ask permission for Erica's dad. I was like, what are you nervous about? He's like, I'm just nervous. Him and I aren't exactly the same person. I'm nervous. And I literally said, what is he, like a rocket scientist? And Kevin was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. No, yes, seriously. Actually. He goes, no, he is. I was like, yeah, you're fucked, bro. Good luck.
And here we are. His response to me asking him for his daughter's hand in marriage was like, yeah, sure. What took you so long? I was like, okay.
You, basically Perf. You, bro.
I'm terrified of you.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Tom.
What was your biggest shock, guys, of the draft when it came to FSU? And then we'll get into our own, like the Dolphins, Jags, Packers. Like, did you think someone should have went further? It was kind of a shock that they went. Who do you think is going to be the best?
The biggest shock, and it's not about who went further, who went – it was the – both Jared and Fisk went to the same.
That's fucking team. Crazy.
Jared Verse and Fisk both.
No, sorry. I didn't mean to play that.
It was.
I am so happy.
This
you
is the most I've ever been cut off in the history of Cup to Cup history. I just want to
I didn't mean to press that. Sorry, go.
Over.
No, that's all I was going to say. They just went to the same. They went both went to the charge or to the Rams, which is fucking awesome. And then there's that viral clip going out about, you know, Brandon Fisk, you're pointing at me for some reason. This is very weird.
Like,
Brandon Fisk, and getting the call from the Rams, and then the Rams being like, "Hey, we got Jared Verse here. You know, Jared, talk to your new teammate."
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jared, talk to your new teammate, Brandon Fisk, man.
Hey, Fisk.
Let's go, boy.
Find the way. Find the way.
How about that? We got you two together.
Oh, I told you, man. Oh, my God. Bro. Can't wait to play with you again. Man, I can't believe it, man. Congratulations, bro. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, shit, bro. I can't.
can't wait, man.
So cool,
but we're going to do this, man. We're going to do this. I'm so proud of you, man.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit. Bro. Oh, that is awesome.
Hey, she's know that, man.
Hey,
Gino, good luck
following
that.
How cool
that.
Is that, man?
Good luck
let's go.
Let's go.
It was awesome.
That's fucking awesome. Really cool. That's really right. Awesome.
Hey, look, this is that to that point right there. We're such manly men until like one of our boys is involved, you know? Like we could be like, yeah, fuck yeah, you know, like blah blah blah, and then they'd be like, if somebody was like, here, talk to Jason about it, I'd be like, I'd be the same exact fucking way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you, I think it was you said in the chat, you're like, bro, he's fine until Verse gets on. And then that's where
he was actually fucking perfect. He was like, thank you so much. You know, I'm so excited for the opportunity. And then he talks to Verse, and Verse is like, I told you, man. I told you. And bro, he fucking went down.
Broke like, down. Any man
I would have
done
the
like,
same exact shit, bro.
Yeah. 300 pounds of just man is breaks down, makes me cry. Like I showed it to Emily. She's like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Well, and
our boy JC was like, you know, I kind of got a little, what did he say?
Teary-eyed. Yeah.
Yeah. I did too, bro. I did too.
The first time you see it,
fucking cry in Bambi. So.
Well, I don't know if y'all saw too. Benson came out and was like, man, I got to play them 2 times a year. Mm-hmm. But the crazy part about that is I think he got picked like 2 picks before the Rams or like shortly before the Rams picked. And I think the Rams picked a running back that round. That would have been fucking crazy. Like, what if Benson had gone there too? I know it's a what if game, but like, it seems like that was a legit possibility. The fact that they took a running back that round shortly after he went, and he was, you know, a lot of people had him as running back 1, running back 2. I don't think anyone had him below running back 3 in the draft. Yeah. So,
yeah, Mel, I think Mel had him as the number one
fucking
running back.
A lot of people did. The lowest I saw him was running back 3.
Who the fuck is Mel?
If you think if Benson wasn't had the injury, like he would have been easily number one without a doubt.
No, I don't think so. Cause I think his injury is so far past at this point, he's put up 2 back-to-back healthy seasons past that injury. So I really, again, most people had him projected running back 1, 2, or 3 and he went, what?
2, 3?
Was he 2? Was he running back 2?
He was 2.
Yeah, the Texas running back one.
Oh yeah, Jonathan Brooks.
And I know one of you guys are going to say this, so I'm sorry for stealing your thunder, but I think one of the greatest things that happened was getting our boy Travis to the Jets. I think that was
crazy.
Like the bet. I don't know if there was a better scenario for him. You know what I mean? Like I think that is literally the best case scenario for him.
Yeah.
Well, I saw today apparently Jermaine Johnson, ex Noel Great and current Jet, texted Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, and was like, we need to get Travis.
Yep.
Nice. You think that had played anything?
No, probably not, but it's still cool.
It's still cool to see him be like, hey, yo,
I mean,
let's go
to be honest, if you're taking the advice of your like defensive end instead of all the scouts and everything,
bro,
then,
I was
thinking
about that the other day when I was in the car, you know, randomly just driving. I was like, I wonder, you know, and they definitely have to, like, because you hear about, like, I know the Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, fucking God, by the way, talking about how he's a lot of these guys, like, out of our 11 players that we drafted, like, seven or eight of them were captains for the team for the year. And he was like, you know, goes into a lot of what we're trying to, the kind of people that we're trying to build here. And so, like, I wonder if somebody was on their team, like, you know, Jermaine Johnson or something, that he would be like, hey, tell me about this guy, you know?
Yeah.
They have to. If you're choosing between one player or the other, you got to be like.
Mm-hmm. For sure. If you were like split decision and then you had a teammate that actually had like one-on-one experience with him, I feel like you'd have to take it. But speaking of that on the Packers, like his thing on King, like I'm actually like kind of looking forward to our, what was he, a 7th round pick?
Yeah.
What was he, corner or safety? I can't remember.
He's a cornerback.
Corner, yeah.
Cornerback out of Penn State.
I forgot why, but they had him previously in that year? Like, he could have been a 1st or 2nd rounder. So anybody that had that caliber at one point, like, I think that's pretty epic. So yeah, I call him our biggest underdog.
And Penn State had a great defense. Like, I always like getting like a good player on a really good defense. Like,
yeah,
because you see that it's not just like him just kind of like, you know, freelancing it to like pad his stats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially on like a safety. I feel like sometimes the safety will take more gambles to try and get that pick. And like, that's not always necessarily a good thing. Like, yeah, you have four interceptions, but you also got burned 25 times.
Mm-hmm.
But
so how you feeling about the Dolphins draft?
Overall, I really liked it. I was not super pumped about taking a running back when we took one, just because we don't have a lot of picks in this year's draft. And we, you know, we lost a pretty good amount of players. So trading up to get a running back when we already have two good running backs, I was not thrilled about.
Where are they at on their contract, though? I mean,
Achan is literally in his second year of his rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Mostert, I think, mm-hmm. has 2 years left on his deal. But he's older.
Yeah,
exactly. So the more I've heard about the running back, the more I'm at least like, it seems like he's a good player and he fits our system. Still not, you know, just feel like we had so many higher needs than third string running back. But if that's really all I have to complain about on this draft, which it is, yeah. then it's a good draft. Like,
Everything I've seen said the Dolphins had a great draft. So.
Yeah, we took a big offensive tackle who's probably not going to start. But, bro, the amount of injuries we had on the offensive line last year, I would have been fine if we took five offensive linemen.
I was going to say, he's going to get in there, right?
Yeah, so, from everything I've read, he's fucking huge and huge arms. He's 6'8", like 340 pounds with, like, massive arms.
DS.
It's above average. A bit above average.
That's good. That's good. That plays out.
Yeah. And so, I don't know, man. I'm excited. I like the draft. I really like our first round pick. We had to have a defensive end at some point in this draft based off our starting two defensive linemen coming off major injuries. So,
I like it. You put out a blog. Did any of you guys get chosen?
No. No. Okay. Three of them were gone by the time the Dolphins drafted. So, that didn't help.
I mean, I was telling Jason, you know, just texting him, you know, well, texting everybody, but we had a chance to take the White Legend, the next Jason Sehorn, Cooper DeJean, who I don't know, maybe
a lot of teams pass on him though. It wasn't just you.
Maybe you think the White thing really, the White thing might have hurt him. I think maybe in the end,
I think so. I mean, I would like to say
not
I
like
don't
hurt
think
him
so,
like because he's a bad so. Player. I hurt him because no. like maybe he's just not as good, but he's just white, and people are like, oh, he just stands out because he's
it's
good.
It's the Jordy Nelson effect, bro. Like even they said it. They're like there were corners and safeties that said like, no, yeah, no, I Jordy. Didn't give Jordy respect
because he was
and
white.
They kind of alluded to it. Like they
no,
never
they, went, no, they said it straight out back
oh,
in
no,
the day.
I feel like
yeah,
they,
back
yeah,
in the day, bro.
Straight.
You ain't getting canceled back then, all right?
Yeah,
they'd be like, hey.
I mean, I don't still think you get canceled for saying like I don't trust you because you're white. Like I still think that's kind of like. Not on limits, but like not off limits. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
But
I mean, good for him. I think like I said, I'm gonna go back to the Packers. Like Brian said, like I think chips on the shoulders can get you there. It's not gonna
somewhere.
Get you to the. It's not gonna get you to be the best, but it's gonna help drive you to that level. And then consistency and staying on top of your game is that you never want to like live and die on a chip because once you lose that chip, then where you lose your motivation, you need other motivation. But I still think it helps you in all aspects.
100%. Yeah.
Chris, how about the Jags, bro?
Yeah, Jags got a couple Noles, right?
No, they got Jerrion Jones. They got one Nole. They got three LSU guys. So we went.
Oh yeah, you
heavy.
Went all Tigers, cat to cat, bro.
We had
Jerrion Jones,
Brian. Jerrion Jones is the Seminole. We had Brian Thomas Jr., Mason
Who?
Smith. Brian Thomas Jr. receiver was our first round pick.
I'm joking. That dude's a baller.
Thank you. We had Mason
Thank
Smith.
You're welcome, dude.
And then Jordan Jefferson later on. But then we got a Nole.
We got a Nole.
We got a Nole.
What's his name?
For you, bro.
Jerrion Jones is our Nole.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come with us.
Come
you don't have to go far. Hey.
Got to be excited about that. I mean, look, it seems like, Jags went, you know, they hit a need with the wide receiver. And then hit some defense, you know?
That's pretty much all we did.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel good about it. I mean, I feel like the Jags are.
You got a kicker too.
Well, thank God we haven't. Wait, do we really?
Cam Little. First off, Cam Little, you look like you're 17 years old. You're from Arkansas.
Cam's literally just
look like they're 17 years old.
Yeah, every kicker ever looks like they're 17.
Remember Anthony Hopkins, bro? Bro, that kid looked like he never fucking
Anthony Hopkins?
Is it
Dustin Hopkins?
Dustin Hopkins.
Bernard Hopkins?
The actor came in and started kicking.
Bernard Hopkins?
Oh, Bernard Hopkins, yeah.
Wait, Kev, did you put this South Carolina little
Yeah, yeah,
there?
I did want to look. I thought it was funny. So there was a the Panthers receiver. They drafted the South Carolina receiver Xavier Leggett.
He's country as fuck.
Had one of the greatest fucking interviews.
Not better than Coleman.
He sounds like me when I'm like seven whiskeys deep.
For sure.
I want you guys to listen to this. Tell me if you can tell me exactly what he says.
You woke up a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
I'll be honest.
I'm going to be ready.
No, I'll be honest. I understood every word he said, to be honest with you.
Because of the caption.
Everything you just said.
Because of the caption.
I want to give credit to
a Carolina Panther this morning. Did you have to pinch yourself a little bit?
Oh, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
Captions. I still made it.
Hey, this dude's fucking straight up a no limit soldier. Like I think he's from Louisiana too.
Happy, bro. That's what I love. Like I love it too. Fucking get so excited and happy to see like these people just get just humbled and so excited to play for a team. Like that's fucking epic. But I love that interview. But Coleman's from the Marshall. Marshall's. Was it Marshall? No, it was Macy's. From shopping at Macy's. So if he doesn't have a plug, I'm talking to you, Michael. Like, you work for Macy's. Michael. You better go hook this up and say, yo, go contact Coleman. Get a deal with Coleman. And then also the fucking snacks on the side where he was, like, politely asking. He's like, all right, man, I'll see you guys later. Am I able to eat these snacks? Like, can I have some of these cookies? Like, this shit was fucking hilarious.
And then he was like asking their opinions on the cookie, and they were like, "No, they're good." And he's like, oh, "I'm be the judge of that." He's like,
"Yeah,
actually, they're good." Not bad.
And he asked the lady, who goes, "Can you split one with me?" And she goes, "It's too much sugar. It's too much sugar for me." And so she splits one with them. It was fucking hilarious. It was great. I thought the draft had probably one of the best content post draft that I've seen in a while.
These are still kids, and they're fun. They're fucking fun. They're fun to be around. Now it's time to get serious. You got a goddamn job to do. So let's see. I hope they all keep their same attitudes going, you know, for the next 10, 15 years. I wish them all success. More of the Packers than any other team. But, you know, it's going to be awesome. It was a fun draft. Next year, baby. Let's fucking go. We're all going, right?
Oh, you're going to draft? I'll go. Green Bay? I'll go with you. I don't think anybody else is going to come with us, but I'll go with you.
Chase is going, right?
It's in Green Bay.
It's in Green Bay?
Yeah, I'm good.
He's like, no, I'm chilling. Text me like a few days before you go, and I'll meet you there.
Yeah, so you say, I can't go. I couldn't get off work, guys.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. I mean, look, it's going to be a party, and then...
Ba-dum-ba-bum.
You know, it'll be lame, and then it'll be... Yeah. No. But anyways, next year is in Green Bay, folks. Get excited. We'll show you how to fucking do this shit.
Do we want to do fantasy or you want to move on? This episode ran long, so I want to make sure.
Sorry about fantasy. That, Jason.
Sports are stupid.
Wait, Chase literally said no too, motherfucker.
No, I just said I apologize.
Fuck it. You didn't apologize? This is probably one of my favorite 7 minutes in a while.
Well, I do want to say, you know, you want to bring out your fucking complaint or what?
What's my complaint?
About the fantasy league.
I'm trying to give context.
We alluded to it, but in the episode coming out on Thursday, but Jason's fucking throwing a fit about the waiver wire, you know, because Jose.
So I
want
to give context to this league. So this league is a fantasy baseball league.
You just talk louder than me to try to get your voice through.
The league locks. No, I'm trying to give context before we start talking about this and moving on. The league locks on Monday when the first pitch happens on Monday,
like
right?
Every fucking fantasy
baseball
league in the world.
Absolutely. So when I go to pick up and drop players like you would on a Sunday morning.
That are dropped on Monday.
Then, and yes, okay, let me give context before you just interrupt the fun.
Yes.
So the league is supposed to be locked, and we cannot add, drop, move, do anything during the full week until the next Monday. You can't do anything from Monday to Monday. You can't
That's
do anything.
That's not true.
In this league, you can because we fucked up the rules.
No, you can in the normal leagues, too. This is completely no. false.
Okay. Again,
you cannot use you cannot use those players during the current week.
Again, so this is where it goes into the whole way. This is the whole reason why it's fucked up. In context, so here's the scenario to go back to that conversation because we're going to go back to two other conversations. The first conversation is you can pick up and drop players during the week during football. That's inaccurate if you take it this way. Now, hear me out before you interrupt me. When the league locks.
Your vein's coming out.
I understand, but when the league locks,
it's like, I will not calm down.
Thing as if your game played. So imagine the Packers are playing the Eagles and you have Jordan Love start. When that game starts, it locks. You cannot drop Love. You cannot take him out. He is locked and you can't do anything with him. That is the same thing when it comes to our entire week being locked. When the league locks, you cannot drop the player. You can't move him. He is stuck in that position. That is the same way in fantasy football. No, those are there's no.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
That's 100% true.
You can drop somebody on your current team.
No, you cannot. If the game is in play, you cannot drop him. It has never been allowed in fantasy football.
If the game's in play,
are we talking about fantasy football?
And this is where I know your head goes off and you can't understand context.
No, it's not that I don't understand. It's just this is two different sports, two different leagues, two different rules.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you. So it's the same thing. When the week locks, it's the same idea as if the game is played in football and the game is locked.
What's the same idea is what I'm asking you. Is what you want? The same idea that you want?
This is why I don't
want
to talk about it on this episode because your head can't understand analogies. Again, stop. Do not say anything. Listen. Fantasy baseball week. It locks. I'm saying that is exactly the same thing as if the Jags and the Dolphins play and that game locks and your players get locked. That's the same exact rule. So when your league locks in fantasy baseball, the whole team is locked in. You can't change them, just like you can't change add or drop players when your player's in play. You know what I mean? In football. I know Chase gets it, so I know I'm not crazy when I say this. Kevin just doesn't understand this analogy.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
How many times do I have to say the same thing for you not to understand my analogy? I'm okay if you debunk my analogy and say, no, that's not the right thing. The whole time you're like, I don't understand the comparison.
Let's move on.
See, I knew this was going to go. This is why I did not want to talk about it in this episode.
I mean, look, you wanted to bring it up.
To bring it up. You brought it back up. And you said, let's not talk about it during the normal episode.
You want to get rid of the waiver wires at the end. The end discussion.
My issue with the waiver wire, to go back to the OG, is if there's a waiver wire, the waiver should be much earlier or turned off on Monday. Because how can you have a waiver wire to add a player if the game starts in 6 hours and you can't get them until Tuesday?
But the waiver wire is based on when the person's dropped from their team. So
I know, and that needs to change is what I'm saying. It needs to be a time constraint because we only have less than...
So on Monday, you're saying it doesn't matter?
I'm saying, yeah, that should be the rule because if not, like...
You can't
drop
use them that week.
Yeah, that sucks. The whole point of picking up is you need them now. Yeah, nobody normally picks up a player for a week in advance.
It'll be the same fantasy football, though.
It's not, though, because in fantasy football, you can pick them up and start them before the game starts most of the time.
Yeah.
Because if they're dropped on, say, Tuesday morning, then
but what if
most waiver wires, they're eligible to start by Thursday. That's the point that
what
Chase
if they're
is
dropped
trying to
on Thursday
I,
morning?
I,
then you can, then
that's
you
why
can
I said most of the
on
time.
Sunday. And then you can probably start him on Sunday. So you have an opportunity to play him in some aspect.
So
there
you're
is
just
no
spoiled
window.
Is what you're saying.
Sure. Sure. If that's the way you want
you're
to take it.
You're just spoiled. And since you can't get your way, you want it to happen.
I'm not saying get my way, but I just think that
what are you
should,
saying then?
I'm saying
if you're not saying get your way because that's
I bet you $100 if this league was done correctly.
I'm not that rich.
If this league was done correctly,
that's Chase to bet $100.
Jesus,
I bet you right now, if this league was done correctly and our league actually locked, like legit locked, because right now we're playing the honor system because it wasn't set up correctly.
We're all following the rules. Are you saying somebody's breaking the rules?
No, I'm saying if it did, I bet you there is a rule in ESPN about the waiver. I bet you it changes. I bet you it does.
He literally used the ESPN default fucking rules, so that's the issue with the whole goddamn league.
Without the league being locked.
That's not true.
Yes, he did. The league doesn't lock.
Yes, without the league being locked, the waiver wire is still the same.
I'm saying it probably would change if the league would lock. I bet you it would. I bet you it's different rules.
You said $100?
I thought it did too. Yeah. I thought
this
it was
been the same for every fuck.
No. We haven't played in like 4 years, bro. You're very confident about something.
And
though.
I played.
You all played since then?
Anyways.
great episode, guys.
Fucking Jason beat me by a point and a half. Chris has been gone for the past 30 minutes and he's back. Nothing changed. So welcome
Heard
back.
That. Hey.
Chase is not even paying attention to this episode.
Chase
so
is 1,000% paying attention.
Chase, there's nothing to pay attention to.
Let's get out of here.
All right, guys, check out cuptocuplife.com, cuptocup show across all social medias. Buy our t-shirts, support the podcast. Check us out on cuptocup show or the Facebook page. Fuck the Facebook page. That's not great. The group is where it's at.
What?
CTC OnlyFans is where it's at. Like, follow that. Join. Chase has an epic emoji game that's taken off. It's awesome. My wife chimed in.
She got on the board.
I thought I got on the board, but apparently I did not. So
Jason,
I'm burning this.
Your guesses are never getting on the board.
Wait, the French one wasn't close. I feel like Love in Paris or whatever it was kind of close.
What did you guess?
The one with the Paris. You had a France flag.
Yeah, what movie is like... No, that's Russia's flag, first of all.
Oh, never mind. No, I got it wrong. We move on. We're done.
He's like, let's just keep
you're
going.
Right. I thought that was France. All right, you're right.
Come
on the wrong mind.
Come.
But yes, thank you for listening, following, joining in on a discussion. I'm sorry for the baseball rant. Kevin made me do it. I saw it in his eyes. He wanted me to get fueled, and he did a good job. He got me going.
That was you fueled?
he's like, I fueled him up. That was it?
Like I said. Oh, okay,
man's
my bad.
Fired
my
up.
Last
man's
email. Fired. My last email. Chief, pal, Gaylord.
Come on, Chief.
Thank you, guys.
Don't chief me, motherfucker.
Ooh, don't you fucking dare.